Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Any of you mom and dads out there pack your kids' school lunches? Do you do that? Do you pack them? Or maybe you make them make their own lunches. We do that here and send them off to their little school. Well, what would you do if that school lunch that you packed for your kid came back at the end of the day completely uneaten? And when you opened it, you found a little note. Sorry, your kid did not eat his or her little lunch. Not because they weren't hungry, but because I believe, as a school official, that you didn't pack your school lunch for your child as the guidelines are written up by the USDA. Yeah, this is not a USDA-approved lunch. Your kid can't eat it. And by the way, you owe us $1.25 for the replacement lunch heavily subsidized by the federal government, which means by the U.S. taxpayer. You think I'm fictionalizing here? No, this is a true story out of North Carolina, as a mom received a failing grade for sending a lunch not approved by the government. This is where it's going. It's the raw milk. It's the organic food. It's the non-GMO variety. All the things the government said, you cannot eat that. If you do eat it, we can't let you claim that it's better than the stuff that's been lobbied into existence to us. By the way, updates on Dan Alger, the farmer. Remember I did the raw milk freedom ride up there from Pennsylvania down into Maryland, right to the steps of the FDA? I've got Liz Reitzig from the Raw Milk Freedom Riders coming back on to give us an update on the latest. It looks like the feds are shutting him down. Bad enough that they're shutting down Amish farms because they're the new terrorists, you know. But they're also trying to shut down you, Mom, and you, Dad, for providing food that's not approved by the USDA. First saw this story on Drudge, and it wouldn't load, but I got it loaded up through naturalroad.com. North Carolina mom gets failing grade for lunch. This was yesterday on Valentine's Day. Hey, by the way, I'm not in trouble for anything I said. My honey's with me. She loves me. We're good. Nothing but great gobs of gratitude. In fact, we tried to get a nice silver bracelet for her. It was like 70% off, real silver. But it was too long. It kept falling off, and we couldn't get a replacement. But we tried. Anyway, so I'm good there. But on this note, I'm not good. I'm outraged. A mother is outraged, too, after that North Carolina school told her 4-year-old daughter that her home-packed lunch was not healthy enough to eat. The USDA telling us what's healthy to eat. Still, oh man, this is an amazing story. A school lunch inspector told the girl she couldn't eat her turkey sandwich, banana, potato chips, and apple juice, and sent her away with a USDA approved lunch with the following guidelines: 1 serving of meat, 1 serving of grains, and 2 servings of fruit or vegetables. Was anything on that USDA approved lunch organic. No, not in your wildest dreams. The turkey was loaded with hormones and antibiotics. The grains? Ooh, could be GMO, certainly pesticide laden. And two servings of fruit or vegetables, neither which organically grown. When the girl returned home from school, her unopened lunch contained that note that I alluded to earlier from the school saying that the lunch didn't meet the guidelines. And by the way, you owe us $1.25. Mom was outraged, as any mom should be, and called the school, wrote the newspaper, the state representatives, the school, and her representative in North Carolina called the school, and the school said, oops, we're sorry. Because, in fact, the lunch did meet the USDA requirements. Probably exceeded them, quite honestly. But in her statement to the news of the newspaper, the mother argued that the issue isn't whether the lunch meets any requirements, but rather, and this is why I like this mom, don't tell my kid I'm not packing her lunchbox properly. I pack her lunchbox according to what she eats. Now, hopefully what she eats is healthier than what they're given at the USDA school lunch program. I don't know for sure. But darn it, didn't I tell you? The government believes it owns you. It certainly believes it owns your children. Because if you subject your children to therapies for health and healing that are not approved by the government, they'll take your children away. They'll have a court order due to what they'll call medical neglect rather than what I call medical malpractice. That is that which the doctors do to kids every day in terms of any ailment, even allergies with allergy shots or drugs that could kill them or chemotoxic drugs that are addressing cancer and radiating their little bodies. So we come back to that age-old question here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How old? How aged? Well, as long as there's been a Robert Scott Bell Show, who owns you? Who owns your body? And if you're not outraged about this story, you're not paying attention, or you're on drugs. Or maybe you're eating USDA-approved school lunches, and therefore you can't think clearly. But clearly, at least in my mind, this is a horrific and horrendous overstep that could backfire and should backfire on the government regulators from the federal on down to the state and local levels that have taken de facto ownership of your children, as they've done in the case of Dan Alger and his Amish farm. And he basically decided to pack it in rather than have to deal with FDA raids at 4 a.m, the stress it would cause on his family, his children, his wife. Again, we'll talk to Liz Reitzig about that in a little while. Hey, also up on the air today, it's a family thing today. I'm going to have my mom on the radio show. That's right. I've talked about her. Now you're going to get to hear her. Because, you know, after I talked with Doug Weed yesterday from the Ron Paul campaign, and, you know, and I see all the old media things saying, oh, it's only the young people for Ron Paul, and I got my mom at 78, and she's in there trying to be a delegate. I thought, this story is too good. It must be told. Since they're not going to cover it on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, all these big media conglomerates that are conflicted with military-industrial complex interests that are not your own, nor those of true Americans. We are going to share that story about what that is like to be at that age from Israel, no less, in America, trying to be a Ron Paul delegate in Georgia. Stand by for that story. That's going to be cool. Also, I expect to hear from Super Don this hour. You know, we haven't heard much from him. His dad had a stroke recently. We're going to get the update from Don, and hopefully all for the best. He'll be back in the saddle completely, but he's carrying on the best way he can while he's pulling the night shift every night in the hospital with his dad. Bless him and say thanks to him from me, from all of us. And you can do that anytime by calling toll-free 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know, with the growth of the show, I have to apologize. It's harder and harder for me to follow up on emails and questions and Facebook things that I used to be able to follow up on much quicker. So please forgive me. It's not for lack of my desire to answer every one of you that write in or have a comment or question, but it's just not feasible for me to get to it as quickly as I once did. So don't think I'm ignoring you out there. I'll get to you eventually, and maybe I'll have to have a team help me. But we don't have the big budgets here. We operate on very little, but we get a lot done with that. That's what we call the law of economy. And all I ever ask that you do is say thanks to support those who support us, this message of health freedom, this message of liberty. And those are the little breaks we take from time to time here just to help pay the bills. And, of course, I'm ever grateful to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for providing this great outlet to get the word out that the message of health freedom is not one that is, let's say, confined to a small subset of the population that I believe everybody wants to be healthy. Yeah, you know, okay, it's a broad generalization, Robert. Yes, I know there are people I confront that don't. But for the most part, no matter what political background, let's say ethnic, whatever, socioeconomic, you want to be well. It's no fun to suffer. And so if you're in that camp, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that's why I cover healing on all levels, not just physiological, but emotional, economic, mental, spiritual even, economic, I said, political as well. And I appreciate your indulgence to do this every day. In fact, 6 days a week, an additional day of the week on the Genesis Communications Network, in addition to here on naturalnewsradio.com, where, by the way, enter your email address. All my new listeners, you'll get your daily updates there. You can sign up also directly at robertscottbell.com. Another thing I would ask you to do and consider, if you're at all interested in the topic of vaccination, the whole history, how to avoid them, how to detoxify from them, how to stand strong so that no one can intimidate you or your family ever again on the issue of vaccinations, please sign up, download the Vaccines, Armed and Dangerous, All the Things They Don't Want You to Hear seminar. We have it up on website, and you can link directly to it at robertscottbell.com very simply by going to robertscottbell.com. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner there is a little banner that you can click, and that's it. Just click it. It'll take you there, and then you can take care of the rest. Right now, we've opened it up. Save $20 as long as we can maintain and sustain that. It is incredibly valuable. Over 10 hours of audio. Lots of downloadable things that I've mentioned before, I believe. I'm going to be adding an additional document soon. So even if you've purchased it already, you'll be able to go back and download it for no extra charge, anything more that we add to it. But it is incredibly complete. And we're going to interview Mike Adams on it, too, because he's been listening to it for the past week. The feedback has been great, and I appreciate everybody. Anybody willing to share what you've learned from it, call us too, 866-939-BELL. I'll be sure to get your call on the air the next moment possible. That is possible as well. For now, I'm going to take a quick breather here, and while we do this, and you can say thanks to sponsors, we'll be getting Liz Reitzig on the line, and we're going to talk to her about Dan Alger and the Amish farm that is shut down thanks to the FDA and the courts of illegality. Yes, can you imagine a judge ruling against your freedom to buy raw milk? That is what we're going to be talking about here this hour. And next hour, hey, Charlie Brown's going to join us from ToxicTeeth.org. That's right. We've got more news on the front of mercury amalgams. Guess what? The FDA's not listening to its own scientists on the issue. Ooh, big surprise, huh? We have that and international news from Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice next hour. And more on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As of a couple of days ago, the Washington Times is reporting that the feds have now shut down that Amish farm that was selling raw, real, fresh milk up there. Where was it? Across the border. Remember the original Raw Milk Freedom Riders? Well, I have one of them with us right now. Liz Reitzig joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liz, welcome back.
Hi, Robert. Thanks so much for having me on.
Always good to have you on board here. Of course, the news is not great. According to the Washington Times, is it saying now that Dan Alligator's farm has been basically shut down because they had the audacity to do what we loved him doing, providing real fresh milk, unpasteurized, for all those who wanted it.
That's right. And according to the FDA, we're not supposed to be drinking that. And farmers who are providing it to customers and transporting it, or in any way that milk is then distributed in a different state, they're criminalized for that.
So in this case, there was some legal action, some court decisions, some summary judgments and stuff. Can you sum it up for us what the court has said here in this case and why Alligator decided to just shut it down from the Rainbow Acres farm?
Well, I'll do my best. The judicial system is so overly complicated, it's hard to decipher it sometimes. But the gist of it is that the judge signed a motion for summary judgment. So Dan now has a permanent injunction against him. So he suffers greater penalties, basically, if he is caught with any of the milk that his farm produces in another state. So, you know, Dan's been doing this. Even though he's been under investigation by the FDA, he's been continuing for the past several years. But the stress on the family is so great now that they'll get another armed raid on their farm or something even worse. And it's just, you know, an Amish family is concerned about being terrorized by their own government.
Yeah, and this in relation to the big scheme of things is completely outrageous, because if we do have legitimate threats against the United States, it's not from people like Dan Alligator and Amish farmers who are providing milk to people who want it, not deceptively in any way, shape, or form. I mean, the people are seeking this out. And, you know, with the Raw Milk Freedom Ride we originally did, and you actually had some interaction with the FDA, they say they weren't going to be coming after individuals in this way. But why would they have to if they can, you know, successfully terrorize farmers into stopping any production?
That's right. But it's interesting. In the motion that the judge signed,
Emily needs some raw milk there. Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. She just didn't get something
she
wanted.
She's getting the attention she needs here on the radio.
Right.
Emily, it's okay.
So the motion that the judge signed, he also implied that the FDA was not doing a good enough job in not going after individual consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a suggestion that they actually press harder, which is ridiculous. I mean, already they're criminalizing farmers, and they want to go ahead and criminalize all of us moms who go to a different state to get milk for our children.
Right. Well, they had already gone on record saying that they weren't going to go after individuals who did this. So now you're saying that somebody's pressuring the FDA to actually go out target moms here as well?
Well, the judge was implying that in the motion that he signed.
What is wrong with
this drug? The motion for summary judgment.
I mean, this judge, is he on drugs, I should say?
Well, who knows, right?
Matter of speculation, but I say by his behavior. Now, are there any, as far as you know, I know you're not playing a lawyer on radio here, but just whispers in the background, any next steps to, let's say, appeal this decision by this judge in this case?
No, really, the next step is that, unfortunately, Dan is going to be discontinuing farming. He's going to be selling his herd and selling all his equipment. And that is another victim of our government's own terror operation, and it's really devastating. All, you know, all of the people who relied on him for food, they're no longer going to be able to be getting food from him, and everybody's just profoundly sad about it. And you know, the attorney whose work led to this, she ought to be ashamed of herself. She's depriving good people of good food that they very much need.
Well, is there any other action being taken in raising money for Al? I guess at this point he's just walking away. He says, listen, I can't beat the beast, and I'm just going to drop it. But here's evidence of the bad guys, if you will, the real terrorists in the federal government succeeding at least in winning a battle. I don't believe they'll win the war, so to speak, but this battle against a peace-loving farmer who simply was providing food as his family or his in his heritage has done for hundreds of years.
That's right. And you know what? I really hope it gets people aware and gets people pissed off, because we've got to realize that, you know, the farmers can't take all the heat and that this can happen, and it will continue to happen unless we as consumers, and we, even if you don't care at all about what kind of milk you drink, that if you don't stand up for this now, then any of the foods that you choose or that you want to choose are not necessarily going to be available to you later on.
Well, yeah, exactly. They came for everybody else. By the time they come for you, there's no one left for to speak up in your defense. And so this is something in the article in the Washington Times that actually says that, and they're really shocked because this message, this threat, is actually uniting people from the left and the right who are recognizing that the federal government is not our friend here. And that's for those that say that we need to petition the FDA. Really what we need to do is outlaw the FDA, is ban it. That's why, you know, we've been very outspoken, vocal supporters of Ron Paul and his position in that the federal government has no jurisdiction on this. I mean, the founding fathers, they wrote a constitution to limit government, constrain government, not the people in terms of the food that they would eat.
That's right. And, you know, Ron Paul has that excellent piece of legislation in that would decriminalize the interstate transportation of raw milk. And that's a very important first step. It's also a very important first step to recognize that we don't need government involvement and government intervention in direct farmer-to-consumer transactions. There is just no need for government intervention there. And that we as individuals, both as farmers and as consumers, we can reclaim our right to direct interaction and for consumers to procure the foods of their choice from the producer of their choice without government involvement.
Exactly. Now, this Judge Stengel was talking about, the reality is that in Pennsylvania, where the farm is located, intrastate, that is within the state, sale of raw milk is perfectly fine, allowable. But the fact is, because people took his milk across state lines, they ended up destroying his entire farm so that it won't even operate within the state of Pennsylvania.
That's right, because at any point, if he still had a farming operation, at any point the FDA could come onto his farm to verify that he wasn't taking it across state lines. And the problem with that, of course, is the stress that that causes the family to have armed men wandering around their farm, or the potential for that to happen. It's really the potential for that to happen. It's very stressful. I mean, living that in your daily life, living with that threat is frightening.
Well, and now we've said Amish farmers have become the new domestic terrorists, and those that consume raw milk are really designated as such as well, potentially, if you will. And this is an absolute absurdity. There's no basis in fact, law, or history that people who simply want to eat food and be left alone are looking to uprise and overthrow anything. I mean, literally, they want protection from the government. And I think this is where also we're going to learn that the states need to step up and kick the FDA out. We've got to educate the sheriffs that they are the highest authority within their jurisdiction. And you were just in Las Vegas, I understand. Michael Badnarik, my dear friend, was there as well. Sheriff Mack was obviously putting this on. We covered that this event was happening. But you were there firsthand and witnessed what was happening in terms of the education of the sheriffs out there. What can you report on that event?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't too involved in the educational components of it because I have my wonderful, amazing 8-month-old with me everywhere I go. And that makes it a bit difficult to be included in some of the more conference-y type interactions. Mm-hmm. But it was really wonderful to be there because I did get to talk to a lot of sheriffs and talk to them about specifically the food issue. And of course, I got to meet one of my heroes, Sheriff Brad Rogers, who did just that. He stood in between the FDA and a farmer in Indiana. And at the sheriff's conference, he won an award for doing that. So that was a real highlight for me, getting to meet him, talk to him, mm-hmm. see the award he got. And it was for his defense of a farmer.
Did that kind of story impact on the others as far as you know? Or, in fact, is there any, let's say, outreach to the sheriffs in southern Pennsylvania that might do the same thing before another farm is shut down by the FDA?
Well, it clearly impacted the other sheriffs who were there. They were eager to hear about the food issue and how the FDA was harassing the farmers. As far as it touching sheriffs in Pennsylvania, I don't think we've really seen that ripple effect quite yet.
But the message is getting out. I think that if we talk about citizen activism or just activism in general, if you have a belief that food is your birthright, you know, the freedom to consume food, to grow food, to even share it, much less sell it, without interference of the government, the Washington, D.C., the 10-mile square of the swampland that was reclaimed all those years ago, it is not likely that your congressman, unless he's a Ron Paul, is going to do much for you. Now, I'm not saying that it's not changing as well, but the kind of activism that you are basically an example, living example for, Liz, is, with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, is really stirring the populace. It's waking people up. And for them to start targeting moms who simply want to feed their babies or even hint at, like this Judge Stengel did, is something that I would see the rise perhaps of recall petitions on certain judges that are willing to pass this kind of legislation from the bench, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's so important that people become aware of this and get activated to do things just like that. You know, it really is going to take a concerted effort and some very deliberate effort on the part of people in constituencies who have officials like that.
Well, and going local, that is really the only place that this can be won, because until we have enough Ron Pauls up there in Congress, the likelihood that the raw milk freedom legislation would gain traction is something that we're not seeing yet, because the liberals on the left, who now are aligned to some degree with those conservatives on the right, recognizing that the danger is government gone mad and out of control, it's happening on certain levels. But in many ways, the what I call the loony left still believes it's the place of government to be your mommy and daddy and to dictate to you what you can and can't put into your bodies.
Right. But I think we're going to see in the coming weeks, we're going to see some incredible events where people are going to be taking very firm stands, and we're going to have some very peaceful, wonderful, amazing demonstrations of inspiration and things that people can really start to get behind.
Well, should we send everybody to stay in touch with you through rawmilkfreedomriders.com?
Yep, that's a great way to see what's happening and see how they can get involved. That's
great.
A great way.
And I know we'll be talking more in the near term about some of these events as details become available and you're able to relate them. But there are a lot of exciting things happening. People standing up, not cowering in fear to the federal behemoth here and saying, listen, we are here. We're not going away. In fact, I am right here. You come and get me if you want. You try it. And, of course, to see the moms doing that, and as I said, the moms are the great fierce warriors up there if the dads are going to be too wussy to stand up like this. And I know some of the dads are, so I'm not talking about all the dads, but I love the fact, Liz, that you and the group that you're working with are leading people back into this concept that freedom comes from a higher place, a far higher place than the federal government and the FDA especially.
That's right. It does.
Well, Liz, thanks for giving us the update. It's not great news, but yet again, it's going to stimulate more and more people to step up as you have, and we're going to see some very powerful and positive changes in the midst of this now raw milk revolution.
We will. Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Thanks, Liz. Up next, we're going to get an inside look at becoming a delegate for Ron Paul's race for the White House, specifically in Georgia. Who could it be but my mom? It's coming on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is going to be incredible. Hold on to your hats. Something I've not yet done on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, remember, we're hoping to hear from Super Don sometime this hour as well with an update on how his dad's doing and when we can expect him back. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show for healing like nowhere else in media.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
From raw milk freedom to political freedom here, we don't have big budgets to have roving reporters in the field, so sometimes we have to rely on family members to do so. You all have heard me talk about my mom. She's super mom. She's 70. I say 77, but she says, no, I'm 78. I was like, why should I try to age you before your time? But she's out there doing amazing things. And I even talked to Doug Weed yesterday from the Ron Paul campaign about the fact that my mom at that age, from Israel originally, been in America for many years, is now volunteering to become a delegate for Ron Paul. And I thought, why not get a firsthand update as to her experience at one of these Ron Paul meetup groups? So welcome, Mom. She's on the program.
Thank you. Hi, Robert Scott Bell, or Scotty, as I call you.
Yes, of course. Well, I thought, you know, I'm not looking into a nepotistic kind of segment here, Mom, but the reality is you've had quite a unique experience. You're up there in Georgia, and you decided after a lot of going back and forth on the Republican candidates, you're obviously not a fan of Obama. None of us are really here. But to step out for Ron Paul the way you have, not just to say I'll vote for him, but now I want to become a delegate, something's going on.
Well, I believe he's the only candidate that we have a hope to save our country.
Well, when you went to this meetup group that's preparing and training people to become delegates, was it a diverse crowd, a lot of different age groups, different ethnicities, backgrounds, or was it all a bunch of 24-year-olds that were coming out of the woods?
No, it was quite diverse, a very educated group, anywhere from 18, 20, 40, 50, and on, and quite diverse as far as background as well. I was very impressed how committed they are to Ron Paul and to saving our country with the help of Ron Paul. And they're very clear on the fact that both Republicans and Democrats are just speaking from different sides of the mouth, but they're basically the same animal in different clothes.
So is it your impression that these are the people that are not going to be fooled again? I mean, they aren't just going to say, well, I'll just vote for Romney because it's the best chance to beat Obama.
No, I think they're very committed. It's a very strong grassroots group, very committed, and they're very strong in their belief that the country is at its final, you know, breath, so to speak, to be saved.
Wow. I mean, there must have been some intense emotions going on at a meeting like this. If people have that perspective, very much so.
They love the country very much, and they want to save the country, and the only way to save it is with the help of Ron Paul. They're very committed. Some of them have been following Ron Paul since 2007. Some of them just heard about the group and came in, and some of them just new recruits.
New recruits. Now, did they look at you kind of cross-eyed and funny, being 78 in a group of a lot of young people? Although you said it was pretty diverse as far as the age groups.
Yes, it was pretty diverse. There was probably just one other woman that may have been my age. She moved in from Philadelphia with her son, and otherwise everybody was more in their 20s, 30s, 40s. That was about the age group. Yeah.
Was there anybody younger? I mean, anybody out of high school?
There was a young man that just graduated from high school. He just celebrated his 18th birthday yesterday, and he was very, very committed to Ron Paul and the belief in what Ron Paul can do for our country.
How do you figure this? I don't remember being this politically astute or aware coming out of high school in any way, shape, or form. I mean, to have an 18-year-old coming out and actually being knowledgeable about these. What were you thinking in that regard?
It was just very invigorating and very, you know, heartwarming to see that. The level of commitment and care to save our country. It was just absolutely moving. I came home, I just couldn't fall asleep. I was so moved from the event and the energy that was there and the positive and just the people. And it was just quite an experience.
When I talked to you off the air when you got back from that meeting, you were almost crying when you were talking about it. Was it tears of joy? Were you upset? What was that?
No, I was not upset. Just tear of how would I explain it? Just very moving experience, I would say. Just it touched my heart, the level of commitment of the people that were there and the quality of the people, and it was just a harmony that was there, all, you know, for one goal to help Ron Paul be elected.
Well, and this is the government looks at these people as potential terrorists. You recognize there's some strange stuff going on when they say if you love liberty, if you could suspect that the government might not be telling the truth, then they consider you potentially a terrorist now.
Well, that's the government's problem. But people are waking up to the government lying to them right and left.
Now, you and I have obviously talked over the years about politics as well, and even in this election cycle, I remember earlier on when we were talking about Ron Paul, and you know, actively involved in some Jewish groups and very strong in terms of supporting Israel, and heck, let's be honest, you were born there. And we talked about the impressions people had that they said Ron Paul was not supporting Israel, somehow he didn't like Israel, or he was anti-Semitic. Tell me, what was your journey to get to a deeper understanding of Ron in that regard?
Well, I understand that he cares about Israel. He wants Israel to be able to take care of itself and not to be answering to the United States or to anybody else that supports it financially so that it can make its own decisions without having to be accountable to anybody. And he's, you know, not wanting to give foreign aid to Israel. It's not just Israel, it's just the Arab countries, it's everybody that's getting foreign aid. He has nothing against Israel in any way, but his policy is such that each one should be able to stand on their own 2 feet, which I think is not bad.
Well, even Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress last year and said that very same message, but is it getting through to those people that still believe Ron Paul is anti-Israel?
It's something that needs to be emphasized more so that they understand it more, right? Because mm-hmm. I have been to some Jewish Republican committee meetings, and it's hard to say there that you're for Ron Paul. It needs to be secretive or else they'll throw me out.
Well, that's the interesting thing about you being a delegate. They'll never suspect a thing.
Yeah, well, that should be interesting. I hope to become a delegate because we have the meet on this Saturday where we can become delegates. So I'm planning on applying for a delegate. Depends on how many people are there and what seats are available and open and all that. So we'll find out Saturday.
Who would have thunk that you at 78 would become so politically active here in the country that you adopted and adopted you?
I know. I didn't think I would. But, I thought times are dire, and I think I was impressed with the fact that they need people to be delegates for Ron Paul. That makes a big difference now, as many delegates that we can have for Ron Paul. So I just committed myself to do that because I hope that every person can make a difference.
Well, I'm amazed. I really am amazed. I've known you all my life, and it's exciting to see, the further invigoration of you entering into now the political realm, and now I can dub you Supermom.
Yeah, I'm amazed, too, because I'd rather be dancing than being involved in politics, but I guess the country calls.
Wow. Inspiring. You're inspiring. I'm sure you're inspiring a lot of our listeners here. So no matter what your age, you can go out and support Congressman Ron Paul, the good doctor that is incorruptible.
He's the best we have.
Yeah. Well, Supermom, thanks for joining your son's show for the day. I thought it was an auspicious time to get you on board. When you told me the story about the Ron Paul meetup group, I said, oh my gosh, we got to get this on the air.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. My super son.
Well, you did great. You did great. Well, thanks for being on board today, Mom.
My pleasure. Thanks. Take care and love you.
From Super Mom, now I hear we're going to Super Don. He's calling in from California, no man's land. He's up there with his dad, and so I'm so glad to hear you're here. Super Don, are you there?
I'm here. Hooray. I'm here, and I've missed doing this, Robert. I've been away, kind of out of the loop. I've tried to stay involved as much as I can, but yeah, I've been gone for a few days.
You have, and I've tried to let everybody know just generally that you've been with your dad who had a stroke, and thankfully he's out of ICU and improving, going through therapy and such. And you've been pulling some double duty to also help out while you're away, but we don't get to hear from you much while you're going through this.
Yeah, we've got family that are there, and we're having to be with them kind of around the clock right now. So I've been pulling the night shift. Usually from about midnight till about 2 in the afternoon. So it's been long nights, but it's been necessary, and I'm getting a chance to take care of the guy that took care of me for a long time.
Well, isn't that nice? It's Parents Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, apparently so.
Inadvertently. Well, listen, can you stick around for a segment? Because we got to take a break. And yep. I want to hear more from you, and I know everybody else out there is concerned, wants to hear more about how your dad's doing and what's next. So let's take a quick break here. Super Don on the line. We're going to hear from him more on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so don't go anywhere.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back. Happy day. We've got Super Don on the line. He's given us an update here, and I was hoping to hear from you, Don, and it's so good to see you out there. I've got you the Skype connection. No one else can see you, but I can. You're scruffy as me today.
Yeah, I probably have some time. I'm looking at myself right now, too. I look like I need some sleep, but I had to take the opportunity to get in here and say hi and kind of let you know what was going on and maybe talk about it a little bit if you've got a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. For this, absolutely. So tell us, of course, your dad had some type of stroke. I remember initially when this was going on, they weren't sure what had happened, how severe it was, what he regained. So give us the overview of what's happened and where you are today.
Well, last Wednesday, he went in for a heart procedure. He was getting an angioplasty, and they were going in to clear out some arteries. And apparently, while they were doing it, something got loose, which is a risk that's always a part of having a procedure like that. Right. And when he came out, was going into recovery, they noticed that he had a little bit of drooping in his face. And they did some tests, and it turned out that he had had a stroke. I found out about this and ended up flying out the next day. During that period of time, he was losing a lot of blood because they had him on blood thinners. You know, like we talk about, one drug causes a side effect of another drug and another drug and another drug. So by the time I got there, he had lost a lot of blood. They ended up giving 4 units of blood.
Wow.
And he was really in bad shape, but fortunately over the last 4 days or so, he's really made some really good improvements that we weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. And basically, long story short, the stroke affected the speech and language part of the brain on the left-hand side, which when people have a stroke on one side of the brain, it affects the motor control and movement of the extremities on the opposite
right.
side.
Yeah.
So his right side, unfortunately, that's the side he writes with. That's his dominant side. It's very little control and movement out of there. So he's on the road to recovery, and he's been doing a lot of therapy, and they're giving a good prognosis. It's going to take a lot of work, and I'm learning. I've never really looked into strokes before, you know, as far as what they do and how they happen and how they affect people, but it's kind of a learning experience I'm going through now. But he's got a lot of therapy, and they expect that he's going to regain, you know, at least a considerable amount of what he lost.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I remember we had talked about another procedure he had gone through where they had actually left something in him. And you hear about these these incidents of the doctors doing that and think, oh, that would never happen. But it really does. And you got to be so vigilant and careful. And bless you for hanging out with your dad and sticking around overnight, because you really need, if you ever go into a hospital, you need an advocate. You need somewhere to watch, because it's very easy for them to double your medication or not give it. I mean, these things happen. Medication errors are huge in these hospital settings.
Sure. And, you know, there's situations where because you have the the close one-on-one relationship with the person that is in the hospital that you can detect things and, you know, see things that they need or the problems that they're having that you can alert the doctors about that may not have been addressed otherwise. So agreed in what you said. Now, what I'd like to do is ask a favor of you on the show today.
Because
I think that, you know, I'm personally going through this now.
Right.
And I, you know, from what I understand, their strokes really are not that uncommon. You know, people have strokes fairly commonly, and that there may be maybe some listeners that either know somebody who may have recently had a stroke or may be touched by that situation by a loved one or a friend in the future. What would you recommend that somebody could do that would help assist in the healing process as far as the brain that's been affected by the stroke and the other things that people have to do when they've had a stroke?
Well, this is really fresh in my mind, too, because remember, we had family visiting. My wife's mother and her husband, who is 80, had a similar situation, although it wasn't a stroke, had blood clots in his lung while he was here. Had to get him to emergency. I mean, I'm not set up to, as a homeopath, to help him to that degree. When you're talking about a life and death situation, you really need the intervention. Unfortunately, it proceeded to that point for other reasons. And this is something that you mentioned, the blood thinners, very commonly done, warfarin, Coumadin, that kind of thing. These are rat poisons to thin the blood. Of course, I know of other methods to utilize to minimize the danger of the thickening of the blood or even blood clots being a problem, as it was in your dad's case where they shook something loose through the angioplasty procedure. And so I would always look first to use something like a natokinase, which is based on a fermented soy product, and an isolator extract, if you will, from that can be utilized as a dietary supplement ingested on a daily basis without any compromising situation, because it won't cause a bleed out. If you take too much natokinase, you won't bleed to death. Whereas if you take too much of the warfarin, the Coumadin, etc., these are the things could cause you to bleed out and be a very serious situation, like in your dad's case where they had to give, as you said, four pints of blood, four units of blood.
Pints are the same thing.
It was
thing.
Huge, and that's a lot, and there are a lot of risks associated with that as well. So what can we do in these cases? As I said, natokinase, but also, you know, on my Sunday show, I have Nordic Naturals as a sponsor, and my dear friend Stuart Tomp, we talked about it. We talked about tissue perfusion, the blood transfer throughout the body, and the role of the omega-3 essential fats, DHA and EPA. And I would most definitely do 3,000 milligrams, bare minimum, for cardiovascular health, or 3 grams equivalent of DHA and EPA every day. Some doctors will warn you, don't do it if you're taking these blood thinners. And, you know, for me, I'm more concerned about the blood thinners, because they always have to monitor the thickness or thinness of your blood so you don't end up in trouble. It's quite a dance that goes on in these cases. If you remember years ago, I had my friend Michael Badnarik visiting me in studio when I was in Georgia, and his whole arm, I think it was his left arm, was completely swollen up in black and blue. And I said, Michael, what have they done to you? Where were you? He says, yeah, I was at the doctor, and they gave me the blood thinner, but I'm also on, you know, an aspirin every day. And I said, didn't they warn you that aspirin and the blood thinner combination could thin your blood too much and you could bleed to death? Well, no, they didn't say that. And so there are still these issues, even though they recommend a small quantity of aspirin every day. And I know even the Life Extension Foundation says it as well, because there are scientific substantiation for that. But I tend to go with the natokinase and the fish oil first and foremost. Now, there are other things. People say drinking a glass of wine, organic wine every day, can also thin the blood. But it can be a burden to your liver if you're not doing the things you need there. And there we come to the role of selenium and chromium again to protect the integrity of the detox pathways as well as the balanced, healthy cholesterol levels necessary, like the elevated HDL, which is very protective. And the GTF chromium can absolutely elevate that tremendously, so that those concerns, because most often they'll put anybody over 40 who's got any risk factor in their family, they'll say, oh, you just got to go on a statin drug. And, of course, that depletes coenzyme Q10, which could make the heart work harder because the muscle needs the CoQ10 for energy, you know, production, utilization, ATP, ADP, all of these things that we know, mitochondrial function. And the heart muscle is so critically needing all of that CoQ10, and it depletes it, these statin drugs. So that's another aspect. And I would say, in this case, I would look to use the hawthorn berry. You know, we've talked about hawthorn berry before.
Dr. Christopher's
got an amazing hawthorn berry syrup. And I think you can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, our dear friend and supporter of the show. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, in terms of trauma, right, we've got injuries to the arteries, the venous system. It's because of they've lost the suppleness. They've lost the flexibility, the elasticity, and integrity. And I'll bet you know what mineral, having been with me for all these years, that we use to strengthen the integrity of the connective tissue of the body.
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot, aren't you?
Oh, you haven't been sleeping. I can't do that. That would be mean. People be going, you were so mean to Super Don. Why? He was in the hospital. Come on.
The answer is?
It's silica.
Of course.
The silicon. Of course, many people will get the horsetail extract and make a tea out of it, which is great. But to get therapeutic levels, I utilize the concentration or a concentrated form of the tea that's in a tablet that Alta Health Products makes that I get also from Jonathan. I choose to be healthy. So these are a number of things that I could do. Homeopathically, we would use Crataegus, and there are other remedies that address the blood, like the snake venoms, like Vipera or other things like that, Lachesis as well, and homeopathy that work with the blood purification, mm-hmm. et cetera. So it's an amazing amount of things that can be done. It's not one thing. I wish it were so simple. Oh, just take this, right?
Just
like the doctors.
This, yeah.
Just take this, you know, Coumadin. No,
that
it's not
like
that.
Big pharma, yeah.
Yeah. And so we'd like to protect the integrity, have the antioxidant potential that your dad may have lost if he hasn't been relying on nutrients, instead been on medicines for a long time. I remember a brilliant guy, and he was kind of an engineer guy. He wasn't a doctor. Years ago, he talked about people that were, you know, having a stroke, and he said, take a little glass of orange juice, put some DMSO in it, which is that solvent that they use on horses.
Yeah.
Because it drives things right through, and you drink a little of that orange juice with DMSO. And boy, oh boy, that is like an instantaneous cure. I'm not here to vouch for it. I'm just here to relate the information, the anecdotals or reported responses that people were in the midst of a stroke, put a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of DMSO in it, and drank it right away, and it immediately cleared up the stroke. So there are other things that I can't officially endorse, but I can let you know there are ways, if you search, there are legitimate ways that are outside the purview of the FDA that can reverse the issue or stop a stroke as it's happening.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Robert. I appreciate that. And I'm going to make sure that my mom and my sister get a chance to listen to this as well in the podcast.
Yeah.
And
Well, the question is, will Super Dad listen to Super Don?
Yeah, well, Super Dad, I think, doesn't have much of a choice right now. So I think we'll have to seize the day as it is. And, the idea is we want to do what's best for him.
Of course.
And that's what we're doing here. And again, it's I'm lucky and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to try and give back to him a little bit. I could never repay him for everything he's done for me, but this is my opportunity to be there for him.
Yes.
And anything I can do to try and speed this along, I definitely want to do, and I appreciate you helping me out with that.
Well, and I appreciate all that you do to make it sound so good every day. And in spite of what you've been through with the lack of sleep and supporting, your dad the way you should, we're just blessed to have you on board and still kicking. And the only concern I have at this point, because I know he's on the mend, is just, when we utilize these natural substances, the docs are not typically trained in them, and they'll often try to dissuade you. But at the same time, just the caution that I always say, if you're on the blood thinners, that's the biggest concern I have, that we're, needing to monitor that all the time, because anything you do could alter the viscosity of the blood. So just keep an eye on that.
All right. Well, good. It's good to be back, even just temporarily here right now, but I'm hoping that I should be able to be back and in the saddle again by Monday of next week.
Well, yeah, you go get some sleep. I want to say thanks, of course, to you. Thanks to Liz Reitzig from the Raw Milk Freedom Riders this hour. Thanks to Super Mom for being on and Super Don for following up. How great is that? Next hour, we've got Charlie Brown. No, not the cartoon character. One of my favorites. He's an attorney. He's fighting to get mercury out of the mouths of everybody. The dental amalgams, both in the United States, the FDA is up to it, no good again, and internationally. We'll talk about the treaties as well next hour. Super Don, thanks. Go to sleep now.
Okay, I'm on my way.
And as you sleep, remember this, as you dream, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up this hour, we'll be joined by Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice. We're going to talk about the FDA, that Fear and Death Administration, their selective hearing on the issue of mercury amalgams, those so-called silver fillings that are only a little bit silver and a lot of it mercury, and why they're not listening to their own scientists. We'll also talk about the international pressure through treaties coming on throughout the world to ban mercury as a medical substance, if you will, and medical devices, etc. So that's coming up. We talk about interventionism. You know, I talk about interventionism, domestic interventionism as well as foreign interventionism. Say that 10 times fast. Of course, Ron Paul has been the master of talking about foreign interventionism, a non-interventionist foreign policy. How about a non-interventionist domestic policy as well? Of course, he's for that too. That's why we support them here, and that's why even Supermom last hour got on board to become a Ron Paul delegate. So if Mom can do it at 78, there are no more excuses out there. If you're part of that system, please participate. Clinton, as in Hillary, we need Assad's consent to put troops in Syria. Do you see how deranged the Obama administration is and the Bush administration prior to Obama, for those that are offended for me saying what I just said? They have no earthly idea that we have a constitution. Yes, I saw that. Yes, was it Article 1 in Section 9? Yes, that's where it said, if we want to put troops into Syria, we need Assad's consent. No. How did you become Secretary of State, you dunderhead Hillary Clinton? Assad's consent. That's all you need? What about Congress? Could you think to go to the people's house and declare war if you're going to put troops in foreign lands? I'm sorry, I'm being just silly here. I mean, I'm not even a liberal. I'm not a card-carrying liberal. I'm not a Democrat. I am not a leftist. I'm a liberty guy. You know that. But where are those that are going, Hillary, what the hell's wrong with you? Obama, what the hell is wrong with you? You're considering putting troops into another country? And you're going to do so only if Assad gives you permission? Remember when they joked about Ron Paul in 2007 when he was in the debates running in 2008? You had Rudy Giuliani, the chicken hawk Giuliani, saying, oh, you want to take your marching orders from Al-Qaeda, don't you? Because, you know, Ron was prescient enough to say, I understand blowback. The CIA understands it. Robert Pape has written about it and others. And said, listen, we got to understand why they're over here, because we're over there. You know, it's like, oh, you're the blame America crowd. No, understanding cause and effect is an adult thing to do. And now, where is Giuliani or any of them, the neocon, saying Hillary Clinton wants to take her marching orders from Assad, the head of Syria, the terrorist group? And, you know, I just can't. It's hard to stomach this anymore, isn't it? To see that there are people in power in America that so totally trash the Constitution, spit on it, defecate on it, whatever they're doing, that they'd actually have the gall to say, well, if we only had Assad's permission, then we could put our troops, American troops, on Syrian soil. Oh, yeah, that's going to go over well. We need another theater of operation. We're not in enough countries. We don't have enough bases around the world. That's right. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I'm not making this up. I saw this through Drudge Report yesterday, and I've got it linked up through Foreign Policy. The cable.foreignpolicy.com. Clinton, we need Assad's consent to put U.S. troops in Syria. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, I've never said his name before, Ahmet, had a clear and unified message coming out of their meeting in Washington, D.C. this last Monday. They're looking for a political solution in Syria, won't consider putting international troops there unless the Syrian regime agrees. I wonder how much they could pay him off to agree to let the troops in. What is this? Why isn't it unless the American people and the People's House Congress declare war and decide to send our troops into Syria? Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. The executive branch of government is a dictator. We have an emperor. We don't have a president anymore. We have the executive branch running roughshod over the judicial somehow plays it out, but the legislative branch for sure. More evidence by the FDA attacking Amish farmers, or the USDA or representatives of the USDA attacking you, mom, and you, dad, because you didn't get approval for your lunch that you sent with your little kid, little Johnny, little Susie. Eating things the government doesn't want you to eat. Drinking things the government doesn't want you to drink. Well, the CDC says your raw milk is dangerous. Screw the CDC. No, I'm not being too harsh. They deserve much worse than that. Clinton and Ahmet from Turkey spent the afternoon on Monday preparing for the upcoming inaugural meeting of the Friends of Syria group this weekend in Tunisia. Following this meeting, they both urged the international community to support the Arab League's recommendation for Syria following their Sunday meeting in Cairo, which included a request for a UN Arab peacekeeping force in Syria. Yeah, they want to take over Syria. They want regime change in Syria. Why is the Arab League supporting this? Because they're getting military protection from the United States. We have our outposts. We have our territories. Oh, yeah, they're not ours technically, but we claim them for the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. We have a corporatocracy. There is no more republic unless Ron Paul ascends to the presidency by popular election, electoral college election, which they're going to fight tooth and nail because this is for power and control of the entire planet. Now, whether these people, consider them neocons, neolibs, neocon liberals, whatever you want to call them, acquiesce on power and roll back and start honoring the Constitution, the crumbling of America is at hand because economically it's not feasible. It will not last, as Ron Paul has said, those that follow the Austrian school of economics. It's just not going to sustain itself. We either bring our troops home with some level of dignity and the ability to pay for them to come back, and maybe they can start spending their money on U.S. soil instead of foreign soil, or we bankrupt the country when China, Pakistan, Indonesia, Iran, keep naming the countries, saying, we don't want your money. You can't buy oil. Don't you can't use that in here. Give us some gold and we'll talk. And of course, that's the reason for these military actions. That's the reason for the military action in Libya as well, as he threatened to say no more dollars, no more Federal Reserve notes, no more funny money. Give us gold. And you should be saying that as well. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, I believe. And, you know, the other thing is the Coinage Act of 1792. Never been repealed. It defines what a dollar is and how many grains of gold and silver. Yet our government is operating under color of law. They're operating under a fiat standard that is clearly unconstitutional despite the theoretical passage of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So now we come to the point of allowing the executive branch to declare wars without declaring wars, perpetual wars. We'll go into Syria. All we need is the regime there to ask us. And of course, the Arab League and others will pressure. And then they'll say, yeah, come on in. Never mind the U.S. troops that will die for a cause that is not really related to the de jure United States of America, but only to the de facto United States that has been taken over by a global corporatocracy. That's the secret they won't talk about on MSNBC or CNN, CBS, NBC, Fox News. But you'll hear about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. Yeah, of course, Alex Jones will cover it from time to time, too. But the new media, the rise that we're talking about here, the things that my mom talked about are the people that were supporting Ron Paul from all age groups. They get it to varying degrees, but they get it. And they're not buying the lies. They're not buying the dupes. The days of this rule are nearly over. And we are living in the midst of this transformation, this revolution. You could sit back and watch it collapse. You don't have to be an activist. I understand that. You can be the nonviolent Gandhis of the world, and they are very profound and powerful. You may be one of those people. And you simply, via civil disobedience, says, nope, I'm not going to do it. Just like you heard Liz Reitzig and the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, the Raw Milk Moms are saying to the FDA, come and get us. We are feeding our children what we believe is the right food, that which was created by God, and you shall not interfere in our relationship with our children. Despite the USDA going in saying, hey, kid, your mom and dad, they don't know what to pack you. Eat this. I'll send the bill home. Don't worry about it. Get out of here, kid. You're bothering me. Well, it's time for you to say, get out of here, de facto government. You're bothering all of us. And the days are numbered simply because you don't have the economic wherewithal to sustain it, as you're debasing the value of the fiat dollar every day by Bernanke's tricks and digits, electronic sleight of hand or sleight of computer chip. And you create $16 trillion new Federal Reserve note dollars out of thin air to monetize the debt. How long will it be before the American people revolt like we're seeing in Greece due to austerity measures, whatever they're going to call it, here in the U.S.? Or when inflation, the true rate of inflation, is the dollar per gallon of gas? No, it's going up to five. Five! Not because oil is scarce. That's another lie that they're perpetrating to say, oh, that's why it's happening. That's why it's going. No, it's because they're printing up so much money. Oh, there's no inflation. Yeah, just try to buy food. Try to fill up your gas tank. That's why if you're not preparing, be prepared, not scared. That's what we did. Mike Adams and I did that on economic preparedness. Everything we said in that is just as viable as the day we did originally. So there's another thing you can download at webseed.com. Anyway, we got lots more healing to do. I don't want to hold Charlie Brown up. He's coming up next from Consumers for Dental Choice, ToxicTeeth.org. I've got all the links up at RobertScottBell.com. Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Love to hear from you. And in the meantime, as always, just say a little bit of gratitude to those that are sponsoring, supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Updates all over the world necessary on so many fronts here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And from time to time, we love to get Charlie Brown back on with Consumers for Dental Choice and their global effort to pull mercury out of the mouths of babes, moms, dads, women, everybody. And Charlie Brown joins us now with a very important update about the FDA seemingly lack of hearing or unwillingness to listen. Charlie, welcome back.
Robert, it's so exciting to be on your show, and thank you for actually bringing me back for another round.
Well, I could have you on all day, but you never get your work done every day because of all the important things you're doing globally. Now, there is a domestic issue for those of my listeners that are in the United States. Of course, we have an increasingly international audience, but I got this alert from you guys yesterday. Tell your member of Congress, FDA is ignoring its own scientists' warnings about amalgam. Now, we've covered some of these things, but you might need to bring everybody up to speed as well to acknowledge that the FDA's own scientific team acknowledges the danger of these mercury amalgams.
For the second consecutive time, the FDA has convened its own hand-picked scientists, not the critics. They don't put critics on that team. They pick yes men and yes women, but twice in a row, these yes men and yes women, and they're certainly qualified scientists too. I just mean in temperament, they are pro-government. They have told the FDA, you are wrong. You are wrong, FDA. In 2006, we thought we'd won because the FDA scientists voted 13-7 that FDA is wrong when it claimed amalgam was safe. We just thought they would follow their own scientists because for years, FDA said, oh, the science doesn't permit us to act. So the scientists spoke. I thought FDA would act. We had to sue FDA in 2008. FDA classified in 2009. It was a sham classifying. We asked for reconsideration, and there was such a public outcry. FDA, instead of throwing the petition in the wastebasket, reconvened its scientists. This time arranged it so there would be no vote. They didn't want to lose a vote again. So the scientists, all of them, just told FDA, you've got to stop giving amalgam to pregnant women and children. We thought, this is great. December 2010, all the media, this time, Robert, the mainstream media.
Yes.
Most of the time, we only have courageous and independent thinkers like you to report on these health developments. But in came the, you know, CNN and Rutgers and Reuters. I'm sorry, Reuters and Fox and the AP and so on, saying FDA says stop giving amalgam for – FDA scientists say stop giving amalgam to pregnant women and children. Still, FDA did nothing. So we packed the halls in 2011 every time FDA had a town meeting in Orlando, Florida, in your state, and in Texas, and in California. Finally, at the third one in San Francisco, FDA's director for the Center for Devices said, okay, we will make an announcement in calendar 2011. Like a fool, I believed my government. I thought they would do it, but they didn't. So they were silent when 2011 ended. So I'm urging people, go to your congressman, go to your congresswoman, and ask them to write FDA and say, what's going on? They won't even keep their own commitments to deadlines.
Well,
deadlines
that
they set.
Yeah. Charlie, we even see the FDA basically running roughshod over the intent of Congress when they pass certain laws or bills like the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Recently, the Alliance for Natural Health was reporting that they basically told Hatch and Harkin to go fly a kite when Hatch and Harkin told them what you're doing with this new dietary ingredient approval is not the intent of the law.
Absolutely. Senator Harkin and Senator Hatch are two of the staunchest allies for the choice of organic food, the choice of making sure you know whether this food is organic or not, your access to supplements, your access, your right to take care of yourself. They are, you know, Harkin's a Democrat, Hatch is a Republican. They wrote the law. Fortunately, they're still in the Senate. They gave a very strong letter to FDA saying you misunderstood totally what we wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And FDA ignored the authors so far. So it's disconcerting. My friend Jim Turner says FDA thinks that there's this institution over here that keeps bothering them and telling them what to do. And that institution is Congress. And
right.
FDA makes the point of ignoring them.
Well, I think this meets the definition of a rogue agency. I mean, forget the rogue Sarah Palin. This is a rogue agency of the government. And I call them the Fear and Death Administration. Of course, I don't have to be polite to them. I'm not negotiating anything. But I think it's outrageous. And I've called for some 10th Amendment activity, you know, where the states rise up and say, enough of this. We've got to nullify this unconstitutional usurpation of power that even Congress at the federal level hasn't granted the FDA.
Yes, FDA is it really does march to their own drummer. We're pleased that Congressman Mike Michu of Maine, one of our real allies, Mike, I had breakfast with him this morning, and he will telephone FDA on Friday, on February 17th, and ask FDA, why did you not meet your own deadline on addressing amalgam? You said you intended to do it in 2011, and you didn't. And Mike is a great congressman. We need more. We need more to call. We're urging everybody to call their congressman. There's a general number you can call Congress, 202-224-3121. I believe they'll tell you who your congressman is. So you can certainly find out on the internet. There's a number of sites. We posted that in our announcement. Ask your congressman, say, look, and talk to, well, you won't reach your congressman probably, but or congresswoman, but you can reach the staff and say, you know, I'm a constituent of yours, and the Food and Drug Administration said, we will make an announcement on amalgam in 2011, and now they didn't, and now they say we have no deadline at all. Would you ask FDA why they won't pay attention to their own deadlines on amalgam, and why another year has passed when they won't protect the pregnant women and children? And the trump card here is the scientists, Robert. The scientists have said, FDA staff, you are wrong. FDA has nothing to hide behind. They won't meet their deadlines. They won't pay attention to the science. They won't pay attention to the public. They basically have decided we are king of the hill. We're the only game in town, and we don't have to pay attention to anything around us, including the statutes of the United States of America.
We're talking with Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice, the campaign for mercury-free dentistry here. We want to urge everybody to tell your member of Congress that the FDA is ignoring its own scientists' warnings about amalgams. That's why we're here today, catching up with Charlie on this and also some global issues we're going to get to. In fact, embedded in the release from you can go to toxicteeth.org. I have all the links up at robertscottbell.com as well. But there's actually an audio clip. If you think Charlie's making it up, and he doesn't make stuff up like this, but if you were thinking he was, there's actually an audio clip that through the folks at Mercury Exposure, you can hear Dr. Shuren from the FDA talking about the fact that they were going to make an announcement in the year 2011. Here we are in 2012, still no word. How much longer can they go despite the overwhelming scientific evidence? And in fact, other international agencies and agencies of other countries taking action to ban these mercury amalgams.
Yes, Robert, and other countries are ahead of us on the issue of our health regulator. Now, I want to commend our environmental regulator. The EPA under Lisa Jackson is doing more than a commendable job, doing an outstanding job, both by addressing the amalgam waste. She can't go farther than that right now. She's got a rule coming on that. And for an activist role in the World Mercury Treaty. FDA is being outvoted at the table within the United States federal government itself. Our Department of State is very interested in addressing mercury, including amalgam, and they made that clear at the treaty. So is the United States Environmental Protection Agency. So is the U.S. Council for Environmental Quality. Within the U.S. federal government, FDA is isolated and alone and the only player that says we don't want to do a darn thing about amalgam.
It really is astonishing. Each time they sink to a lower and lower level of dysfunction, if you will,
the FDA, that is. And as you said, the EPA, which has its own faults because it is, in many ways, a bureaucracy. And, of course, we recognize the bureaucratic oligarchy, as Jonathan Emort has written about it, is dysfunctional by definition. But I'm going to acknowledge as well the EPA's role in internationally as well as acknowledging the danger of these amalgams. In fact, they have to be disposed of via certain hazardous waste guidelines. And yet the FDA still, despite its scientists saying it's not safe in so many, are ignoring all of the science at all of the other levels and even all of the other agencies, much less the other foreign governments and their regulatory agencies.
Yes, and Jonathan does continually have that strong message of overreach by government. The case of what EPA is doing with separators, the states are limited. About 12 states have now stepped in to mandate separators, and that's really good. But you have, rivers flowing between states. You do have a real interstate commerce aspect with the flow of amalgam. You have the cremation, and it goes into the air. So in that sense, if the Commerce Clause means something, and it does, it's part of our Constitution, the EPA can step in, I think, and should step in to address this flow of mercury amalgam all through the country. And there is a pending rule. Mm-hmm. They haven't put it together. They haven't finalized it. There's too many. There's a lot of steps when you write a rule, and there should be a lot of steps. And EPA is in step two of a three-part a period to mandate separators. That doesn't stop it from going in the mouth, though.
Sure.
And realize most of it is walking out of the office, so it doesn't deal with all the environment, but at least it is a step that our government can take and I think will take.
Charlie, it sounds like it would be obvious what a separator is, but I don't want to assume everybody understands that. So go ahead.
I shouldn't have assumed anything. I would not have had the slightest idea. All I'm saying is the dentist dumped this amalgam waste down the drain. The silver filling is 50% mercury. The irresponsible dentist, the pro-mercury dentist, and many of them are responsible, mm-hmm. many of them aren't, simply dumped this down in our water supply. So the largest source by far of mercury in our wastewater is dental amalgam. So some states have said to dentists, you must buy equipment to catch it. Well, of course you should. There's no reason you should be allowed to pollute the water when you're the one causing it. You need to stop your own pollution. Well, and that's what the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is working to step in and do, is to require dentists to buy the technology to catch what spills. Now, that still doesn't protect the dental worker. It's a step. But the big step is to say we've got to stop using this. And, if FDA would just tell the parents that it's mercury, that it's not silver, would not allow the pro-mercury faction of dentists to call this silver fillings, would not allow the Henry Schein Company and the mm-hmm. other amalgam profiteers to market something that people don't know what the heck it is. Because mm-hmm. they're told it's silver fillings, so they think it is silver fillings. It's
well, a mercury amalgam by any other name would be as toxic. And I think that's a Shakespearean reference in some way.
Sure is. Well, I'm glad we're getting literary today, Robert. I appreciate that, Mark.
Well, it's only because I had the mercury removed from my mouth so many years ago that I can even think clearly.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of work to do. I think, there's a lot of mercury toxicity, drug toxicity with the tragedy of Whitney Houston as well, losing her life, another celebrity losing their life due to, in large part, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So the FDA doesn't have a great track record of, let's say, protecting the public from dangerous substances, foods, and in this case, medical devices. I suppose that's still how they classify the dental amalgams.
It is a device. It is a medical device. You're absolutely right. And yes, the institutional approach of FDA just remains to be so troubling. The fact that they are tough on supplements and not tough on drugs. I mean, it's a strange thing because supplements, they may work, they may not work. How do I know? I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physician. But they don't harm you. They don't kill you. I mean, right. Drugs kill you. Many drugs kill you. Taking legal drugs according to the way the drug companies say to take them can kill you.
That's correct. Utilizing an FDA-approved drug exactly as the label describes can kill you. If that were to happen with a dietary supplement, it would be banned yesterday. So there is a lot of conflicts of interest that are apparent, and maybe some scientific chicanery, or however we would call it, going on behind the scenes. We're talking with Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice, ToxicTeeth.org. I've got the links up. When we come back from this break, I'm going to ask Charlie to reference the international community, the perspective, because I think the FDA may become the laughingstock, if it hasn't already, in terms of not acknowledging the science that even its own scientists acknowledge. And we'll talk more about some strategies to help overcome these obstacles and these obstinate behaviors within the federal agencies. Stand by. Charlie Brown is with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL. If you ever have any questions or comments, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, as well as naturalnewsradio.com, where you can enter your email address for your daily alerts and updates, where you would actually have links already in your inbox before the show today to this ToxicTeeth.org press release about which Charlie is referencing. We're coming right back after this.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We're back with Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice, ToxicTeeth.org. All the links up at robertscottbell.com. Charlie, unfortunately, I'm going to miss you at the Long Beach Health Freedom Expo, but I understand you will be in Chicago in June at the Health Freedom Expo.
Yes, I will. Yes, oh. I look forward to seeing you again there at the second one.
It is always great to see your smiling face, and you bring such a wonderful energy, despite all the obstacles that you faced over the years to really protect the kids, the children, the mothers, fathers, everybody on planet Earth from these dangerous mercury toxin amalgams. And from FDA and their reticence, reluctance, or outright obstinance in regard to listening to their own scientists about the dangers of the mercury amalgams and fully pulling them off the market, you have the international community, which has seemingly been more receptive to this message, and there might be international treaties that are even going to overwhelm the FDA.
Right, and I want to first, when we talk international, salute our brothers and sisters from Africa, because the region of the world that's been the most assertive on the amalgam issue has been the delegates from Africa. They passed a resolution calling for the end of amalgam. We have an excellent a nonprofit group we work with, an NGO, non-government organization, in the Ivory Coast, or the French word for the country is Côte d'Ivoire, and that's Les Jeunes Volontaires pour l'Environnement, which is means young volunteers for the environment.
Nice.
And they have led our effort with the governments, and they're ahead. But we see this in a lot of places. And the developing countries are ahead of the developed countries. The European Union is not something to be proud of at this treaty, not yet. But in different parts of the world, we've seen some real leadership. And I think if the developing countries, the lower income countries, lead the way to getting amalgam off this planet, more power to them.
Well, it's fascinating to see how, as you describe it, in the past they called them third world, but however they're described, they may have the greatest impact in removing mercury from the dental profession in this way, which would be a wonderful gift for the rest of the developed world, where we've yes. become quite backwards and beholden to interests that are economic and, of course, debilitating to the genuine health of the people that rely upon, for instance, these regulatory agencies like FDA to protect them. The awakening is that many people in America, although certainly not all, are starting to see through this on many fronts and just questioning what is the goal of the FDA. If it is not to protect us, then why is it promoting this? And so you've seen the battles on the international scale through whether UN meetings or non-governmental organization NGO meetings around the world, where pharmaceutical influence has been very tragic, for instance, to the African continent. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of payoffs that natural medicine, which is the basic thousands of years of history in Africa, is all natural medicine, that a lot of the regulatory agencies have basically gone pharmaceutical, much to the detriment of their own people.
Yes, that's true. In this mercury treaty, we're seeing a real standing up, a stiffening by countries around the world to say we don't want this mercury imported into our country. And that's just very exciting what they're doing. And the mercury is coming from the developed countries. Right now, by the way, the Japanese Diet, their Congress, is facing the issue whether to ban the export of mercury. And the world NGOs, certainly our group, which is our coalition, is called the World Alliance for Mercury-Free Dentistry. And we are sending a letter and sending other efforts to the Japanese government, Japanese Diet, to say pass this law. The United States has a law that bans the export of mercury, interestingly written by Senator Barack Obama about 4 years ago, five
right.
years ago when he was in the Senate. Europe had bans, the European Union bans the export. I don't know if they've all taken effect, but they will. But Canada, Australia, Japan, these developed countries have not banned the sale of mercury, and now Japan is considering doing this. To end mercury of all types, it's mm-hmm. neurotoxic no matter in what form, in what product it's in or what use it's in, industry, mining, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a full court press. We need to stop the mining of mercury entirely. We need to stop its industrial use, and that's worse than China, the industrial use of mercury.
Right.
And we have to stop the sale. And Japan hardly uses any mercury, but they have all this mercury waste, and they export a huge bundle. So it's time for the Japanese people and the rest of the people of the world to act in concert and say to the Japanese Diet, which has the same special interest groups, the same pressure groups, the same money all over the place as our Congress, but for that Japanese government to stand up and say, okay, we're going to stop selling amalgam and selling any mercury,
sure.
selling any mercury, which would include amalgam, And we hope they act wisely in Japan.
Well, and the Japanese people are dealing with so much radiation issues because of Fukushima. And, of course, there's evidence now that it's much worse on the west coast of North America as well. On top of you add the insult to injury because the mercury has been present for so long since the Industrial Revolution and only accelerated with the adoption by the medical and dental professions to integrate it into their use as well. So we still have a long way to go. We recognize and acknowledge. But as we say, the EPA in the U.S. may be doing some good works, and we won't want to deny that when they do good works. At the same time, the environmental push was to say, let's have environmentally friendly light bulbs. And it turns out, although they reduce the energy consumption, if you break one of these new light bulbs, they actually contain mercury and must be disposed of according to hazard material guidelines.
Well, we've got to get to the third kind of light bulb, and we've got to hustle. We need the kind of crash research program to bring its price down. That is the ones we used until now, the Thomas Edison light bulbs, are just too much energy use. We don't need that. The second one, the replacement, is mercury. We don't want that. We need the low-density light bulbs, which are here today. They're fine. They work. They just cost too darn much. So we've got to get their price down so we can get past A and B to C, and then we'll have light bulbs that are low energy use and without mercury.
Right.
And that's part of this transition. The transitions are tough in this world. They really are.
And there is a lot of crony capitalism, let's be honest about this, in terms of the transitions. People buy the certain favors, like the pseudo-environmental groups who fought for the mercury light bulbs. They actually benefited greatly. They profited handsomely from it. And yet, if a free market option were allowed to emerge, you know, even though I think the liquid, what do they call it, emitting diodes, LEDs, and other things are viable, although you
LED.
Said much
I was calling
expensive.
LD, but you've got it right, Robert, LED.
Yeah, but they're more expensive. But again, in a free market where we're not subsidizing like they did subsidize some of these environmental, more efficient bulbs, but yet containing mercury, we might not have made that decision based on the market saying, whoa, 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 we don't want mercury in the households of every American citizen, much less the people of planet Earth, much like we don't want mercury in the mouths of anybody around the planet.
Yes, yes. And this treaty is trying to address those light bulbs by lowering the amount of mercury and then phasing them out. And each of these areas, batteries, thermometers, batteries is interesting, these button cell batteries, because the United States is really first in the world there. We don't have mercury in very many of our button cell batteries, but they sure do in Europe and around the world. So it's odd. We're behind in some, like certainly amalgam. We're ahead in some others, and that's the idea of a treaty, is let's all get in this together and let's banish man-made mercury from our planet, and let's do it in this generation. It'll just be tremendous in terms of the sizably fewer children all over the world that don't have the neurological impact of in their lives permanently from this mercury exposure.
Sure. And we don't want to overlook the presence of mercury thimerosal as a preservative in childhood vaccines and also in some drugs and medicines that are around the world. Even the theory was that it was banned here, but it's still being used here in the United States. And sometimes they've exported those mercury-containing vaccines to other nations, developing nations as well. So I'm sure that in the treaty they would consider the issue of vaccine mercury as well.
That's being debated. I don't know where that one's going. And I don't know where a lot of this is going. And you'd think with three sessions down, two to go, much of it would have been written. But instead, it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the way I always studied for exams, which is to do do almost everything in the last couple of days. And maybe everyone's like that. But the fourth set, we enter the fourth session with a lot of concepts in place, but with almost none of it written. The fourth session will be in June in Uruguay. Each session, they go to a different continent. Again, I think that's good. It helps build a world consensus. We were in Nairobi, Africa, last November. The January earlier, we were in Chiba, Japan, before they had their disastrous events there, a little bit before.
Yeah.
And before, the first session was in Stockholm, Sweden. So we've gone Europe, Asia, Africa, and then South America for the fourth one. There will be a fifth session, and then by sometime in the middle of 2013, We hope to have actually a finished treaty. They're going to have to work like crazy to get it hammered out, though. Not they, us, because mm-hmm. I want to be at the table when they're talking. That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
So what can we do? What can listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, those that read Natural News and listen to Natural News Radio, do to help support your efforts to, you know, not only work domestically as we started out, but internationally, however it will, whatever form it takes to be able to eliminate the mercury in this way? What can we do to help you?
Well, people can certainly donate, Robert. We on our website, Toxic Teeth, T-O-X-I-C, toxicteeth.org, there is a donate page. We are trying to bring leaders, NGO, nonprofit group leaders from lower income countries to the treaty, like Bangladesh and the Ivory Coast. And you know, we ought to be able to help them find some money to go. We have a real team of dentists and consumers from five continents there. So we definitely have to keep raising money to get the whole team there and have the impact. It is a world treaty. So you can donate. The other thing domestically is just dial your congressman, 202-224-3121. Ask for your member of Congress. You can look it up, or maybe the operator will help you some, or maybe call one of them in your state, and whatever one answers the phone, say, here's where I live, who's my congressman in my part of my state. But please ask them, say, look, the Food and Drug Administration told us they would act in 2011. Now, once again, they buried the amalgam issue. Don't you think if the scientists say the children shouldn't get this, the children shouldn't get it? Don't you think that we have to stop calling this material silver when it's mercury fillings? The FDA is asleep at the switch or worse.
Yes.
And we need the Congress. We need you, Congressman, to step in and help us.
All right. Well, we got the word out here to a global audience, not only for the domestic U.S. on the FDA's issue, as well as the international on the treaty level. And we're going to keep working at it and keep checking in with you and the organization there, Charlie. You know how much we appreciate you and all the efforts. And I really look forward to seeing you again in Chicago at the Health Freedom Expo. But if there's any breaking news between now and then, you know we're going to get you back on the show to get the updates for everybody.
Robert, you are the guy getting the message out past the mainstream media. You're getting the message out on what's going on in this country, and I appreciate your courage and your perseverance in getting it and finding out the information and then getting it in front of your wide variety of listeners around this country and world.
Well, you know, I'm not much into surgery, but we do a mainstream media bypass here every day. So that's Charlie Brown from ToxicTeeth.org, Consumers for Dental Choice. Check out all the links, including the donate page, which I have linked up in today's notes at robertscottbell.com. Let's get the mercury out. Thanks again, Charlie.
Sure, my friend.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's see what's in the news to wrap up the show today. We got a few minutes left. Rapid fire, baby. I've covered very few stories with the guests, but the guests have been so fascinating today, as always, with the subjects we've been covering. I can't get to all the stories I like to get to. Hey, your ringtone is making me stupid. What is that? All the single lady. Oh, no, I'm not even going to try Beyonce. All the single lady. You ever heard somebody with that ringtone? They're saying it makes people stupid. I may have to talk about that tomorrow. We're supposed to have Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl back in studio. Richard, bless his soul, he lost his mother recently, but he's scheduled to come back in. We could have a raucous couple hours on tomorrow's show, so look out for that. Maybe I'll get to that later. Let's see. What else is in the news? I thought I saw a scientific story that I wanted to cover about bedwetting. Bedwetting? No, not bedwetting liberals, just bedwetting. Here it is. Oh, this is interesting. Any of you dealt with children that have wet their bed? You're not sure why? Well, there's a new study that has been following this for many years, and it says that childhood bedwetting may be linked to constipation in children. Yeah. And it isn't so necessarily the overt constipation that you finally go, oh my gosh, my kid hasn't gone in a week, but even just a sluggish elimination pattern where some of the material, let's just say it delicately, is not evacuated completely, it reduces the capacity of the bladder to hold water and therefore may make it difficult for children to make it through the night without eliminating unconsciously. So the association here was a study done by Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center revealing this link, and it's published in the online journal Urology. And the association between excess stool in the rectum, the lower 5-6 inches of the intestine, and bedwetting was first reported back in 1986. The study involved 30 children between ages 5 to 15 years old who sought treatment for bedwetting. The researchers found that although the majority had normal bowel habits, all 30 children had excess stool left over in the rectums after they tried to evacuate. And after laxative therapy, get this, 83% were cured of bedwetting within 3 months. Very interesting. Very interesting. So moms and dads out there, if you're having difficulty, it's hard, you know, don't get too angry. It could be, let's say, of a lack of the elimination patterns being complete. So they want to use laxatives. I don't recommend using harsh laxatives, of course. There are herbal formulas that can address this. I mean, the classic one is Cascara Sagrada, but that's pretty harsh. I mean, it really, even as an herb, can be creating some cramping as well. I don't recommend it. Senna can be more gentle, and you can get, in fact, senna tea if you have it as an herb or a tincture, but you can make a tea out of senna, mix it in with something or make it mild and put a little stevia in it for the kids so it's sweet and they'll drink a little bit throughout the day. That alone could help amend tremendously. Another thing, of course, like my kids have been on the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for a long time, that can also normalize bowel function, so to speak, by normalizing the flora and the health of the entire GI tract, but certainly the lower GI, especially there. So that's another interesting consideration. Also, there are constipation remedies. There are constipation formulas in homeopathy. I mentioned one of them, podophyllum, which can work for both when you have diarrhea and constipation. So if there is a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you may consider using the homeopathic remedy podophyllum, or just get the complex from King Bio for constipation and you'll be covered. For those of you who like Latin-named single remedies, like Super Don when he's here, he's hocus pocus, whatever, you know, no, Latin-named single remedies. I'm going to give a few more if you have kids that are constipated. I mentioned podophyllum. There's also, I always start with bryonia as a single remedy because it's a liver polycrest. We are talking about liver health, function, detoxification as well. If there's stomach pains associated with it, then always consider Nux Vomica, N-U-X Vomica, V-O-M-I-C-A, Nux Vomica. And, of course, there are specific types of things. If I'm going to be delicate here, but if the sphincter region, let's just say that, is sore because of the constipation, there's a remedy, homeopathic remedy, known as graphites. Graphites, G-R-A-P-H-I-T-E-S. That, consider that. But more often, you're getting the hard, difficult, small, or incomplete stool. That's what we're seeing with a lot of these kids associated with the bladder issues overnight. Then we're talking about lycopodium, right? The club moss that I love so much for the pancreas and hypoglycemia, also good in terms of this digestive difficulty, gastrointestinal issue. Lycopodium, L-Y-C-O-P-O-D-I-U-M. Let's see, what else? From constipation, we go back to the FDA. Oh, that's appropriate. The FDA isn't listening. Time to turn up the heat. I love the Alliance for Natural Health. And I've got this link up here as well to a couple of updates about the FDA flatly refusing to listen to the Senate. I tried to get a hold of the ANH, and I couldn't get a hold of them yesterday to coordinate an interview for today, so we'll get them on soon. But Senator Tom Hargan, I mentioned this with Charlie Brown, and I've just got the link up here as well. I wanted to let you know to the ANH, the article. But there's another update here, this time in Louisiana. The ANH has put this out. Louisiana State Medical Board disgraces itself. And this is true. What they're doing in Louisiana is horrific. I mean, you'd think with the Cajuns down there, they would have a safe use of alternative natural medicine back from their ancestry. But no, the medical board, they are utilizing it to just terrorize doctors that are utilizing natural medicine. I mean, it's kind of a schizophrenic decree that they have. We're okay with our doctors using alternative natural things unless it doesn't fit within the standard of care, which, of course, is never defined except to say, well, we know it's not that. And so they're going after all these people, including one doc out there who's running some testing for another doc I know. We're going to get to it. I'm working on a story to get out about this. But I want you to read about that, because if you do listen, in Louisiana, right, in the bayou, Louisiana, I want you to know that we have a link up here through the ANH, and I've got it linked in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com to write the Louisiana State Medical Board about this issue of them attacking these natural doctors, because the bias is just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're running sting operations, putting good people out of business, much like they put the Amish farmers out of business. So as I say, nullification, 10th Amendment issues, it's not just for federal laws, it's state as well, because that which is not given or granted to the federal government under the Constitution is reserved to the states or to the people, respectively. That means if the states are not granted that authority, which they are not, to basically create monopolies to the practice of medicine being so broad and vague that anybody doing anything, including telling your children to eat whole grains instead of right refined flour breads to improve certain health, including issues like constipation, you could be brought up on charges of practicing medicine without a license. That's how absolutely bizarre this is getting. Maybe we need to call out the troops. You know, maybe if you're disgusted with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Bush before him saying, hey, I'm the executive commander in chief, I can commit the troops anywhere I want without congressional authority, maybe you want to talk to the troops and see who they support. And clearly, it is Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. Big event coming up, March on the White House, February 20th, 2012. I guess I'll let Adam Kokesh tell you about that right now.
Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul has received more campaign contributions from active duty military than all other candidates combined, and yet the mainstream media tends to ignore this inconvenient fact that if put before the American people could fundamentally alter the race. That's why we, the founders of Veterans for Ron Paul 2012, are hosting the Ron Paul is the Choice of the Troops March on the White House on Monday, February 20th, President's Day, when we will rally at noon at the Sylvan Theater at the Washington Monument and step off at 1400 hours to send a message to the president, the media, and the American people that those of us who are willing to put our lives on the line to defend this country want a commander-in-chief who is going to be decisive, put America's security first, and only send troops into harm's way with clear mission. Proof of service will be required to march in the formation, but all are welcome to come and support. For more information, please go to march2whitehouse.com. That's march, the number 2whitehouse.com. My fellow veterans and active duty troops, your country is going to need you. Please join us.
That's march2whitehouse.com. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Support our troops. Bring them home. Well, and that about wraps it up for the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I want to say special thanks to Liz Reitzig, Raw Milk Freedom Riders. They ride again. We'll be more on that. And, of course, Charlie Brown, Consumers for Dental Choice, Super Don, and Super Mom. And you,
for being here, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.